views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, another episode of Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. This is Dr. Ronnie, and we are talking about malnutrition, not about the type of malnutrition from lack of food, but eating food that lacks nutrition. We will talk about the signs of being malnourished and what that means to you, and not only what it means, but how it makes you feel and what to do about it. We've been talking about this for the last several weeks. This is episode 4 of The Last, and we're going to be talking about food many, many, many times in the future. We're never going to stop talking about food. That's my favorite subject. My special guest today is Dr. McCabe. She's a well-known naturopath who specializes in emotional detoxification and nutrition. She's helped thousands to obtain health through proper nutrition, herbal remedies, and now she can help you to obtain natural health through food. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. Hello. On this beautiful spring day, it's warming up.
I hope so. It's not quite there yet, though.
Not quite, but it's looking hopeful.
You know, I've been having a lot of fun in the last 3 weeks. You know, over the years, I've talked about detoxification and chronic illness and how we can help people through detoxification. You know, with my New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, I became well known all over the country with detoxification solutions. And over the years, I talk to people about this supplement, that supplement, this pill, that pill, this smoothie, that smoothie. And I never really had the opportunity to talk about food. And now I know why. You know, this year a study came out that more than half the population's missing over 40 essential nutrients. I mean, that's profound.
Yes, that
but
is.
We're certainly not lacking in too much salt, too much sugar, or too much fat, right? But we're definitely lacking in essential nutrients. And you can look at people and tell. And I know that that's been your field for many years, and you've helped thousands of people. That must make you feel, how does that make you feel? The fact that, you know, all these years we've been talking about nutrition, but we really never had a solution. We have a solution now, but we never really had a real solid solution.
Well, I have mixed feelings. It makes me feel absolutely wonderful that I've been blessed and I've been around such experts as yourself and studied enough to know that it's completely reversible. But mixed feelings because of the vast ignorance of how important nutrition plays a role to your health and how much nutrition is linked to most diseases. And so that's why I said mixed feelings. The wonderful thing is that many illnesses, as you know, are nutrition related, or I should say the lack of sufficient nutrition related. And mostly all of these are completely reversible with proper nutrition put into the lifestyle and daily habits. So that's why I said mixed feelings. The wonderful thing is that everybody has the ability to acquire proper amounts of nutrition.
Well, that's through education, because and that's through a lot of education. And, you know, and one of the things and why I really love, enjoy talking to you is that we give so much value to our listeners because we have a wide range of, you know, knowledge in a lot of different areas. but one of the things I want to point out to our listeners is that, you know, because they're probably saying, you know, what nutrients am I missing? And what are you talking about, essential nutrients? And, you know, I've done some research over many, many years, and I'm going to tell you the top nutrients that we're missing. And like I said, over half the population is missing these nutrients: calcium, vitamin D, potassium, even fiber. I have to tell you, I mean, as much as we talk about fiber in the last 50 years, that is one of the major nutrients that people are missing. And I know, because, you know, I'm a colon therapist too, as well. Magnesium, I see a lot of magnesium deficiencies. I mean, a lot of magnesium deficiencies is the reason why people can't sleep and they don't know it. Vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin B. And a lot of anxiety and depression is because of vitamin B. You know, and I'll say this to a lot of people, and you know, they'll go to the doctor and they just had their physical, and they'll say, well, you know, I have good news. Everything's fine. I just had a physical. Now, you've heard that many times. And I've heard that, and actually one of my friends 15 years ago said that, and he said, just had a physical, everything's great. He was dead in a week.
Right.
So basically, what does that mean, you had a good physical? It certainly has absolutely nothing to do with the nutrients. And I can tell you, and you already know that the lack of nutrients can lead to a lot of different things. Poor nutrition is not something that we should overlook, and it's not always our fault that we're malnourished. One of the major reasons why we're malnourished is because our soil is deficient. You know, of course, another reason is under eating or not eating the right foods. And, you know, writing books on toxicity, people have starting to learn that being very toxic is another reason why you're malnourished, because of poor nutrition. Chronic illness can create malnourishment. And of course, you know, eating disorders. And I lost a client from an eating disorder. People don't take this stuff serious, but eating disorders and being malnourished with poor nutrition is not something that you should take lightly.
And you know what else that we need to clarify? Because I know a lot of people are out there crossing their eyes and saying, well, what are you talking about? Don't we get too much nutrition? Because that's been taught. But actually, we're familiar with poor nutrition. And this is the fallacy in it. We're familiar with poor nutrition in third world countries, particularly parts of Asia and parts of Africa. And you see the swollen bellies. That's poor nutrition a lot of times, just due to not sufficient nutrition and due to harsh environmental standards. But what many people don't know is that the majority of the illnesses that we suffer, particularly the top five, are actually also related to poor nutrition. And we're in one of the richest countries in the world, as well as most of the first world country. And I love how you broke it down and you talked about calcium. Where is this calcium deficiency coming from? It's certainly not for the lack of food. Vitamin D, fiber. How could we have a lack of fiber? And so that's what I love about this, is the ability to actually practically explain to our audience how this comes about. And I know we're going to talk later about that. I know you have supplements, and we could talk about things. Just concentrated greens alone have the calcium, have the fiber, have the magnesium, have the A, B, C. We suffer from a great amount of mental illnesses, from depression to bipolar. And you talked about the B vitamins. But I just want to harp on one as simple as fiber, Ronnie. As simple as something as fiber. Fiber, it's certainly not for lack of us eating wheat and grains, which is where, you know, 100 years ago, the fiber would have come from. But if the food has been devitalized, and if it's been processed, and the natural fiber that would have gone into your colon to sweep out some of those toxins is taken from it, you're getting an abundance of food without the fiber. So we're a country of empty calories, empty nutrition. So resulting in a multitude of illnesses. Again, but the cause, like you say, is poor nutrition. Just as the cause to certain diseases in third world countries is poor nutrition, we're just in an environment where the poor nutrition is due from an excess of the wrong nutrition rather than void of nutrition.
Yeah, like here we are malnourished and living in the land of the plenty. You know, that's so profound and sad in a lot of ways. So basically, there is an answer. It's through education, and it's through this new food revolution that's going on. And we're going to talk later about how we will be able to help you with some of your food issues. You know, the older we get, the more insecure we get about our food. Would you believe that most of my clients that come to the retreat, they always say one thing that really, really puts something in my brain. I have to stop and listen to them when they say that. They says, I don't know why I'm overweight, Dr. Ronnie. I don't eat a lot. And you know what? After talking to them, they really don't eat a lot. They just don't eat the right foods. And for many, many years, there was no right foods until the new revolution of food came about. So we want to. I'm going to tell you some stories when we get back about how we can help people with this new food revolution. And I also want to talk about some of the stories about how people got to be the way they are today. Years just go by. All of a sudden, one day you wake up and you look in the mirror and you go, how did this happen to me? So we want to talk a little bit more about that. And there's a story that I always like to say is that weight loss is not always an easy thing to do. And the reason why is because we need education about why we are so toxic and what foods are we supposed to eat to clean our bodies. After we clean our bodies, we now have to put back the nutrition in our body so that our body knows what to do with the food that we give it. Yeah. So we have a lot that we have to discuss about our food today. And when we get back, I want to talk about a story that happened at the retreat. And I would like to talk about what we can do about this new food revolution that we're going through. I'm totally excited about that. I woke up this morning and I don't even like oatmeal. I had a big bowl of oatmeal and I feel great. And you know what? It's in the middle of the afternoon. I have to remind myself that I should eat again. So I know my body's well nourished. There's not a thought in my brain that would ever tell me that I'm not well nourished. I get 43 essential nutrients in my body every single day. And that I've only started this since the new revolution food that I'm going to talk to you about when we get back. And I want to hear some of your stories, too, because I know you're excited to hear that. So yes, let's talk about it when we get back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Doctor loves quickies. Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Hello, back again with Dr. McCabe, and we're talking about a food revolution and how you may be malnourished and missing the top 10 nutrients. I wanted to tell this story. It's a profound story. I love this story because at the end, it was such a happy ending. And that's why we call our show Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. There are so many miracles, and I like to talk about it every now and then. But we had this young lady that came to the retreat. And when I say young lady, I mean basically she was in her 20s and she was in college. But she got kicked out of college because she had some radical behaviors. Some of the behaviors that she had, it took us a long time to figure out what was wrong, but some of the radical behaviors was she didn't attend to anything. She would skip from one subject to another, like ADD. Her eyes would not focus on you. They were all over the place. Her hair was very thin, and she wasn't eating well at all. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, she wasn't eating very well, but come to find out that that is one of the symptoms of malnourishment, is not eating very well. And I don't know if you know, but a lot of our college students have very bad, poor eating habits. And I'll never forget the time where this one lady told me her child was hospitalized in college because every single day she was eating those romaine noodles.
Yes.
Anyway, and I don't need to tell you what that is all about, but anyway, this young lady who came to the retreat was not eating. She didn't have an appetite. And so we ended up doing blood work on her, and she had so many nutritional deficiencies. We just kept looking at each other. We kept saying, you know, has it been a year that you haven't been eating? And literally she was just only on like two or three diets. And we thought maybe she was on a diet for like many, many years. But what we're talking about here is that our soil is so deficient that it's almost difficult for people to diet today. Because when you start going on diets, if you don't put good maximum nutrition back immediately into your diet, you could become malnourished and you can have some of these same symptoms that this young lady had. And she was kicked out of college. She was so bad. So she stayed for 21 days. She went back home. She came back for another 30 days. And we basically fed her maximum nutrition all day. Every 2 hours, we would give her like a smoothie, a green drink, and we started blending a lot of her foods. I can't tell you what those power shakes we were giving her. So after 2 to 3 months, she was a completely different person and went back to school the next year. Now, people don't think stuff like that happened in our country, but it happens all the time. But guess what? Doctors usually diagnose you with ADD or anxiety, or, you know, you're going to get a diagnosis, but you're not going to get the diagnosis of being malnourished. But that's all that was wrong with her. She ended up going on too many diets, and she ended up stop eating altogether, and she almost had a heart attack.
Right, right. That's such a powerful and realistic testimony, and people would be surprised how very common it is. And this is interesting because what malnutrition would do to you, which is what many, many Americans suffer, because it also has the opposite effect. I had a client, Ronnie, who was obese and who had attempted doing the same thing, dieting, and was very, very unsuccessful, was experiencing depression as a result of it, and could not figure out why she could not lose weight. And oh, may I add, she was also on a pretty decent workout program. When, in fact, I looked at her nutritional regimen, and particularly the one she had been doing with dieting, it was extremely toxic. It had all the artificial sugars, and it was very, very toxic. And I said, well, this is the problem right now. I said, it's not. I said, you're very, very toxic, and you have no, the toxins are taking away the proper nutrients that your metabolism needs in order to function properly. Therefore, you can't lose weight. And same thing. Once she was put on a high nutrient disc plan with, we did a lot of green powders, a lot of fresh juice at regular intervals. As a matter of fact, she said, "This is way more than I usually eat." I said, "You haven't been eating food. You've been consuming toxins." I said, and once she got on a high nutrient disc plan and we removed the toxins, not only did she lose weight, but she began to be very happy and said, "This is incredible. I can't believe that I'm actually consuming more. I get fuller quicker." And her whole countenance was a much happier one. And this was a person who was overweight. So malnourishment shows up in so many different forms: underweight, overweight, and a variety of many mental, emotional, as well as physical diseases.
Yes, I know. And, you know, one of the someone just called me. A caller just came in, and she wanted to know about the weight loss teas. sometimes I pick up these calls. But anyway, I just wanted to say one thing. We might have mentioned something about diuretics. I'm not sure if we did or not. But she said that her sister was on a diuretic for weight loss, and she ended up going into the hospital, and the doctors told her that she had so many nutrient deficiencies, but I would imagine the major one was potassium. She didn't say that or not. And she asked me what would have been the most appropriate thing for her sister. And basically, I'm going to answer that question. The most appropriate thing, if you're on a diuretic or anybody out there that's doing weight loss or diet teas or weight loss or diet teas are diuretics, which basically means it removes the fluid from the body, but at the same time, it removes the minerals from the body. So there again, you are creating malnourishment through one of those minerals, and sometimes several of the minerals, and that you can end up having a heart condition. You can end up actually having a heart attack. So you have to be careful, because malnourishment comes in many, many forms. The other thing that happens, I got a question about this, was the loss of muscle mass can happen. Mm-hmm. The loss of bone density can happen. And of course, you know, poor wound healing can happen. So these are things that we're talking about because it happens and it exists in our country today, and no one likes to talk about the fact that living in this country, we have a huge population of people that eat food every single day, and that's malnourished. And we don't want to talk about that because we can't believe that it goes on in this country, but it does. And I'm here to tell you that I see it all the time. And I tell people, well, if you just stop eating A, B, C, D, and eat these four things, I guarantee you, your anxiety will be a lot less, you'll lose weight, and you'll have energy. And I can't tell you how many people that walk in the retreat and say, "Dr. Ronnie, I already eat good. I just want to,"
right.
I says, well, if you eat good, I like to know what you're eating, because I want to eat that. Because I don't even eat good, and I try really, really hard, and that's why I'm so excited about this food revolution that we're going to talk about.
Dr. Ronnie, if I had a dollar for every client that said, "I'm on a healthy diet, I eat good," I think I would be a billionaire by now.
I
mean, it's absolutely surprising how many people they feel that and say, "Well, it just must be something wrong with me," because, you know, and I find it interesting because I said, well, if your body's not reflective of you having a healthy diet, perhaps it's not as healthy as you think it is. And I also like what you said, because it's so true. It's one of the biggest secrets kept, because no one can believe that we're this wealthy country with the wealth of food, and yet what we're suffering from and what we're dying from is a lack of nutrition. And in order for our bodies to function, in order for our metabolism, in order for our organs and our metabolic system to function, we need proper nutrition. So I love that. I'd like to give you another testimony of someone. I had a beautiful experience about a month ago. A client of mine just conceived. And I am not a specialist in this, but I am a specialist in nutrition. And she'd been trying to, she remarried some years ago, but she was still very much of childbearing age, in her mid-30s, and there should not be a reason that any healthy woman cannot conceive at that time. And she was listening to the gynecologists and the physicians of the day, and her egg count was low and this. I looked at her nutrition, and I said, because certainly in order to conceive, that has to be the first thing. It takes a lot for your body to procreate bones and muscles and tissue. And as I looked at that, I said, oh, well, you're the typical American who's not getting adequate nutrition. Certainly, and I asked to see her test and her lab results, and they indicated as so. She had gone through many different procedures in attempting to get in conception. Sure enough, she went on my plan. It did take her, well, she'd been trying 5 years prior. So after my plan, she was able to get in conception 7 months later and recently conceived a very healthy 7.5-pound baby girl.
Wow.
No problems whatsoever. It takes nutrition. She was not getting enough nutrition, and therefore she had a lot of abnormalities in her body that she was told was due to her age, which were due to a lack of nutrition. And once her body was given that, she was able to healthily conceive a beautiful baby girl.
That is beautiful. What a great testimony. You know, so many people out there that are listening, if you're falling asleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if you can't lose weight, if you have anxiety, you know what? You may be malnourished as well. And I want you to call Dr. McCabe at 314-398-8676 and let her help you design a healthier lifestyle with this new food revolution that we are going to be talking about, that we're so passionate about. There is an answer out there now. Many, many years ago, I would have never been able to say this like I am saying it with so much passion today. We have a new food revolution, and we can help you get on a healthier diet to get your 43 essential nutrients. I have another story for you when I get back, and I want to tell you some interesting facts, and I want to get you on a healthy plan today. More when we get back. Dr. McCabe, you're absolutely amazing, wonderful, and I'm so happy to have you on again. So let's give them some more value when we get back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Hello, back again with Dr. McCabe, and today we're talking about how you may be malnourished and you may be missing the top 10 nutrients such as calcium, vitamin D, potassium, fiber, magnesium, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin B. And the standard American diet, which is called SAD, is lacking in so many of these essential nutrients. A study came out that more than half of the population, is that amazing or what, is yes. missing and lacking 40 essential nutrients. I mean, a study came out. Now, I'm not saying this, so don't get mad at me. This was a study. And we don't want to talk about stuff like this, and I don't understand it. But, you know, people are just blindsided, and they believe that they are getting good nutrition. And even the ones that come to the retreat that look good, you know, they exercise a lot. And some of them think they look good, but I can almost tell. I can look at someone and tell when they're lacking nutrients. I know you can too. You can see it in their eyes, in their skin, in their hair. You can see it in sometimes their attitude. And then when they go on the nutrition or power shakes or some of the power foods that we give them, they become a whole new person. I mean, completely changed person, because nutrition really is the building block of who we are. And I can tell you, I feel good in the middle of the afternoon at 3 or 4 o'clock. I don't feel like taking a nap. I get 5 hours of sleep and I still feel good. Sometimes I need a little bit more, but basically, even with 5 hours, I feel like if I get good nutrition in my body, I get proper rest, hard sleep too. And a lot of people have insomnia, or they have really good sleep at the beginning and then they wake up in the middle of the night and then they can't go back to sleep. You know, I had some oatmeal this morning. I want to talk to you a little bit about that oatmeal. And in that oatmeal, I got 26 grams. I told this to an athlete the other day. He said, "Get me some oatmeal right now." Mm-hmm. I had 26 grams of protein, 8 grams of fiber, a whole gram of omega-3, 15 macronutrients, 14 vitamins, 11 minerals, and no bad stuff.
Right.
That's just in my oatmeal. And I'll tell you, I don't know if I told you, I told Wayne the oatmeal story, but I didn't tell you the oatmeal story. I would never eat oatmeal, but because of my father. My father was sort of, he had what was called oatmeal abuse. I'm not kidding you. Every morning at the kitchen table, we couldn't go to school unless we ate our oatmeal, you know, and it was like, come on, Dad. Every 2 days we had to have oatmeal, and that was the other bad stuff. But this is the good stuff. Okay. And now I'm craving oatmeal. I would never, ever say this to anybody, but now I crave this oatmeal. I either want the oatmeal or the rice. So right. I have a new release on oatmeal now. And I believe that your body really, if you give your body what it needs, it will work for you. And that's the bottom line. If you give your body the nutrients that it needs, it will work for you. And I have to say that again, because I believe that that's why, and if I have to say this myself, that's why I can feel good and do all the things I can do in a day, Dr. McCabe, under the extreme stress that I can be under sometimes, I can still get up every day and help someone else.
Yes. That's so powerful. Dr. Ronnie, I would like to ask you something for the purpose of our listeners. I keep hearing you speak about 43 essential nutrients. Can you expound a little further on what are those, and perhaps how do we go about getting those to make sure that we're healthier?
Okay, that's the one thing I want everyone to listen to very carefully. And they're going to be calling you, and they're going to call myself as well. But The 43, first I'm going to tell you, just in that oatmeal, I told you I got the protein, the 8 grams of fiber, and I said I got omega-3. You know, that's one of the essential. First of all, the word essential means that our body cannot live without it. When you hear 43 essential nutrients, without 43 of them, I'm telling you, you will get sick. You will develop into a chronic illness, or you will have one of the many, many symptoms of malnourishment that we've mentioned some of them. But just today alone, I want to tell you about the oatmeal, not only the 26 grams of protein that I have, and I believe that we are protein deficient in our country. You know, we have a lot of people that are protein deficient, and they don't even know that they are. But vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin K, riboflavin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, iodine, zinc, copper, chromium. Some of the amino acids that I can talk about is leucine, lysine, methionine, cysteine, phenylalanine, tyrosine. I mean, you know, I can go on and on and on. These are major macronutrients, and I'm telling you, your body needs them. And that's why it's called essential. 43 essential nutrients that we get in this food. That this is a new food revolution. So if you have 2 packets of this food, you get 100% of the RDA recommended daily allowance. Now, Dr. McCabe, with just 2 of these foods, I'm talking about 2 servings, I know many, many, many people that don't get that in a week. In a week, because they're eating processed toxic food. And sometimes they don't even know that they're eating processed toxic food. Sometimes I see people eating food that I would not even call food.
Yes. Yes. And just to show you how it's not really anything new, and we've been aware for some time that the key is nutrition, because it's essential to us living, breathing, our bodies functioning. We have, most of us as Americans have failed to relate that to the presence of dis-ease in our body. And most of it's due to malnutrition because of the lack of proper nutrients. But the reason I say this is it just came to my mind. It's kind of funny. 2 analogies. And I want our audience to think about this. Now, I don't know if you remember a show called The Jetsons. It was a cartoon. But just to show you that the knowledge that nutrition is the key, not because we have an abundance of food. The problem is the food is toxic and it's void of nutrition. So, but we used to watch this show called The Jetsons when I was a really little girl, and I guess that's telling the age a little bit. But on The Jetsons, it was supposed to be in the future. We live in that future. Right now, we're speaking via Skype. And on The Jetsons, they would talk to each other on this big screen. And this was way before VoIP technology was known to the world. I mean, maybe the military and the government have it, but we didn't have it. But also, do you remember how they used to eat? They used to have these little bitty pills that they popped. But the concept that was based on was macronutrition in a small dose, meaning it's not the abundance of food that we need, particularly if the food doesn't have the new central amino acids and nutrients that we need to live and to not get disease. Another example is that you hear, you wonder when the first man went on the moon, I think in the 60s or something. Well, what did they eat up there? Same principle. They gave them concentrated nutrients because that's what your body thrives off of. And I'm not trying to get our audience to say, oh, we should just go pop a pill for nutrition. My point is, don't think because you're eating and you're constantly eating, because we've heard many clients say that you're on a good nutritional diet. Because if you don't feel good, the likelihood of the problem being that you're malnourished is great. So
yeah,
that's proper nutrition.
Yeah. And, you know, I somebody just called in and she said, OK, I want to answer that for her. The main problem that overweight people deal with is intense, constant physical hunger and food cravings. and just uncontrollable urges to eat when they're not hungry. They also have a very low metabolism, and they have an abnormal amount of fat that's stored in their areas, such as their hips, their thighs, their buttocks, and their waist. So what we're saying here is that these stubborn areas and this uncontrollable urge to eat is lack of nutrients, not lack of food, lack of nutrients. And the food cravings, of course, comes from lack of specific nutrients. If someone's constantly eating a particular food over and over and over and over again, you've got to just say to yourself, let's get a blood test and find out what are you missing here? Protein deficiency comes in many, many ways. You get a blood level, their albumin levels are off. You know, if you're constantly getting somebody that says, you know, I can't stop eating salt, you know, let's look at their minerals, look at their chloride. So once you start giving your body nutrients from food, the body knows what to do with it, correct? Mm. Yes. Because if you give your body nutrients from pills or anything other synthetic substances, the body sometimes throw it in the trash can, which I mean expensive urine. We've known that term for many, many years. But if you give your body nutrients through food, it knows what to do with it. And I invite everyone to call you or call me, email me at drronniedeluz@gmail.com, and I will bring you through the process of getting your healthy food, or call Dr. McCabe at 314-398-8676. More when we come back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you feel stuck with fear and anxiety? Have you tried everything to get rid of these emotions, but nothing seemed to work? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedmann Schaub. My Breakthrough and Empowerment program has helped thousands of people to overcome fear and anxiety and build a new foundation of confidence and inner peace. Join me for my next Breakthrough video seminar and learn how you can transform your life in less than 3 months. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, back again with my favorite subject and my favorite guest. We're talking about malnutrition and that your body may be struggling with weight, anxiety, fatigue, hair loss, acne, and some of these things may be related to lack of nutrition. What leads to poor nutrition? We talked about that. We talked about food toxicity. We talked about overeating. But the most important reason and the main reason is malnourishment due to our soil being deficient and our food being processed. Now, we do know that certain people that have gone on diets have done harm to their body with diuretics, purging, exercising, drinking too much water, believe it or not, and taking laxatives. So there's many reasons, Dr. McCabe, that our country's malnourished. There's not just one. There's many reasons. But the point is that it does exist on a very large scale, and we should stop ignoring it, and we should start doing something about it. And that's my mission, and I'm so happy to have you on to help me with that mission. I've had many people come to the retreat over the years who've had chronic illnesses that we try to address some of these issues, but that's when it got to a level of chronic illness. And I'm happy to have you give some value to our listeners and at least try to give them some hope by giving them a type of a schedule. And I appreciate you saying that because they do need that schedule. And I'm not talking about just a food plan here. I'm talking about a plan that really gives you 43 essential nutrients in your body every single day of your life.
Yes, thank you so much for that. So we're talking about these 43 essential nutrients and being able to get them through our food. So if everyone can take out their pencil and paper, and I'm just going to give you a brief schedule on how to obtain this in your daily lifestyle. Now, we're going to start off with what you had this morning, Ronnie, and that is that oatmeal. But I must oatmeal, my youngest son's favorite food. And I must specify to make sure that it's non-processed oatmeal. So none of that stuff in the package with the chemicals and excess sugars, just regular oats that have been cut. I mean, they could be cut down, but oatmeal. Now, I'm going to add something. My younger son loves to put sesame seed butter, or sometimes we have almond and cashew butter, sometimes peanut butter, in his oatmeal. It could be because he's growing, but he's getting to be quite muscular, and he's only 14, and he is vegan. So oatmeal in the morning, great way to start your day, full of protein and nutrients. Then in between, we're going to give you a powerful green drink. And I'll let you explain, Ronnie, where they can get these green drinks and some of these things that I'm going to talk about from. You're going to take, this is going to give you mega nutrients. This is where many of your essential amino acids and minerals and vitamins will come from. And they're literally concentrated greens. So it's probably going to have kale and broccoli, some seaweeds. And I might add that 75% of the greens on earth are in the sea. So when you see things like spirulina and kelp, do not be afraid of them because they're very high in mineral content. And as you explained earlier, Dr. Ronnie, many people are deficient in minerals, and that's why they crave salt. So you want to get this powerful green drink about 2 hours later. Then you can wait another 2 hours like that and have you a nice green leafy salad. I would suggest that you put in some crucifix vegetables in your salad, maybe a couple pieces of broccoli and cauliflower, and you can have your spinach and you can have your char, and just really mix it up with a variety. That's going to give you a lot. Then a couple hours after that, you can do a special tea. This is a special herbal blend that Dr. Ronnie will go in after I finish giving you that schedule. Then we're going to wind it down to the end of the day. And see, already this is more than what many people consume in a day who are trying to lose weight, when in fact, this is the plan that we give them to lose weight, to build muscle, to eradicate disease. So the last one is, I would say, have you a good balanced protein for dinner. Rice and beans. And you will find that rice and beans is a staple all over the world in some type of way. And that's because centuries ago, it was a common knowledge that it consisted of a complete protein. Again, a whole grain rice, a brown rice or whole grain jasmine rice. Do not use devitalized or processed foods. And you can choose your beans. I like black-eyed peas. You may be able to choose red beans or white beans. There's a whole plethora of beans out there you can choose. And also have a leafy green salad with that. And in between, let's make sure that you're getting your adequate amounts of clean, let me specify, clean water. You should be drinking at least half your body weight in water. So if you weigh 150, that means at least 75 ounces of water. So that's your schedule for the day. And that's going to give you your complete 43 essential, key essential nutrients that you need to maintain and thrive and have vital health. How's that?
That is amazing. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that, because I had a caller a little while ago and she says, okay, where can I get all this special food from? So again, I'm going to tell you that we are actually giving away 15 minutes of free consultation for anyone that wants to contact Dr. McCabe or myself. You want to contact Dr. McCabe at 314-398-8676. She will go over the schedule with you. She will even show you how to get your 43 essential nutrients in your diet. If you want to contact me at drronniedeluz@gmail.com. I certainly will be happy to help you and give you 15 minutes free consultation to help you get your food as well. We are in this to help everyone to have a healthier, happier, hopeful life. And with nutrients, you can do that. I know that sometimes someone asks me, well, I heard that you had coffee. You mentioned that last week. I totally believe that if you put the nutrients in your body, yes, to answer that question, yes, we do have coffee for you coffee drinkers. I know that there's a lot of people, especially truck drivers, that get up every single morning. The first thing they do is they make a big pot of coffee. Well, what about some coffee that has vitamin C, calcium? What about some coffee that has vitamin B6, B12? Pantothenic acid, biotin. I mean, we have coffee that have good nutrients in it. And also, I want to tell you about the rice. The rice, I love rice pudding. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would have rather had rice pudding instead of oatmeal when my dad did that. But my dad used to make good rice pudding. So now we have rice that also has 43 essential nutrients in it. And guess what I do at night? I make rice pudding. And I slither some almonds and I put the almonds in it. And I don't know, I just like chunkiness. The rice is chunky, but it tastes really, really good. And I also put some organic raisins in it. And that's my dessert. And so I have the oatmeal, which I know have 43 essential nutrients. I have the rice at night for my dessert. And in between the day, just like you said, I'll have a green drink. I'll have a good vegetable salad for lunch. And then I'll have some protein and some more vegetables at night. And if Dr. McCabe, I'm never hungry. Right. Sometimes I'll make a salad and then I'll look at it because I can't eat it. I can't eat it. Okay. So I want to let you know that it is absolutely wonderful to talk about the nutrients because it has changed my life. And I know it's going to change a lot of people's lives. We're in this new food revolution and we're going to take it all around the country.
Yes.
So I'm so happy that you're on, and I do want people to call you, so I'm going to give the number again, 314-398-8676, my friend Dr. McCabe. Please give her a call and get your diet in order so that you can have a healthier, happier, hopeful year.
Thank you so much. And we want everyone out there to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend and know that as you fuel your body with more nutrition, as our expert, Dr. Ronnie, has so graciously taught us, that you literally are bringing more life to yourself and spread the knowledge to other people, because everyone wants to just be healthy, feel good, and be happy.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluz. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.